Let's go. Let's go.
This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona on Eagle 98.1. Presented by Good Eats Kitchen. Order online at mygoodeatskitchen.com.
How far are you along on your Christmas shopping, Matt?
What's today?
Today is November 13th.
Ask me in a month and a week.
Really? A month and a week? You wait till the last minute? Is it girly of me to be 85% done?
Oh, God. That is disgusting. You're done with Christmas already?
I'm close to it. I'm a good gift giver. I like giving gifts. And you know what I think a great gift is? Seriously, a Good Eats Kitchen gift card.
That is a good gift.
Think about this, for your parents, how much they would love to get a gift card. Because like my parents eat out all the time, so this would kind of be a switch from the norm for them to have this chef-inspired, you know, ready-to-heat and eat meal. So I'm going to do that for them.
That's really good. And like the drive-through crowd, if you have that person in your life, the stocking stuffer you're looking for. Good Eats Kitchen gift card would be a great option.
Yeah, and there's 3 locations in Baton Rouge, so it's easy for them to find online at mygoodeatskitchen.com. And then while they're there, if they mention Matt's Moment too, they can get 20% off. So.
You are a good gift giver.
That is a great gift idea. It really is.
That is a fantastic idea. What would be a great gift for Joe Brady would be winning the Broyles Award. How about that transition?
Mm-hmm.
So the Broyles Award goes annually to the nation's top assistant coach. John Chavis won this award in 2011. He is the only LSU assistant to win it ever. And Joe Brady, we found out today, is on the Broyles list.
That's
so
awesome.
There are 41 assistant coaches on the list. It'll be whittled down to 15 semifinalists, and then 5 finalists will be invited to Little Rock for the presentation of the award later this year. But it's kind of a crazy whirlwind reality for Joe Brady when you realize, Michelle, he's never even been a full-time coach before now.
Mm-hmm.
He's always been somebody's assistant. Like, he was a graduate assistant for Joe Moorhead at Penn State. He was an offensive analyst assistant with the Saints last year. Like, he's never been a full-time coach. And now, in his first year, he has clearly skyrocketed to fame. And why not? Whenever you're kind of considered the guy who is the catalyst for leading LSU out of the offensive stone age into the top 5 nationally.
Brought the Saints offense to LSU.
You are going to get a lot of praise. So
yes.
Joe Brady has gotten that. We also found out today that Joe Burrow is on the Davey O'Brien semifinalist list. So that goes to the best quarterback in college football. That's no surprise. At this point, I would be stunned if Joe Burrow
didn't win the
Davey O'Brien. And there's some really good quarterbacks in college football. I don't mean to diminish what Tua has done and guys like Justin Fields at Ohio State or Trevor Lawrence. There's other really good players, but Burrow's just been at a completely different level this year. So typically, as they say, to the victor go the spoils. And when you have a great season like this, you're typically going to get those. I would also be remiss if I didn't mention, but everyone knows now, LSU number 1 in the newest college football playoff rankings. Bama 5.
Yay.
6 and 7. The 2 Pac-12 schools, Oregon, Utah, they've moved up. So I've told you, keep an eye on the Pac. If you have 2 11-1 Pac-12 champions playing in the Pac-12 championship, whoever wins that game is going to get into the playoff. And Bama will be left out.